The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Wali karanto sapi kele basuta le brokoto kabarekete kebaanda yibale karunta limi ele mazuta yababarekete kebaanto lebo orebo zekete. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. We uplift you. We glorify your name, O God. We say you are King. You are God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none to be compared unto you, O God. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you, O Lord. We enter by the blood. We enter your presence 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 by the blood. Amayakara majada. Ipala karu katura baba itala bajande kabala karaba kataka baya imali karabu ataya ba atulukuru otukaya ba ata libro kuture baba itakule mazete halari eto shekele bahandele maarata kuli. Gloria to Rabbi Takuli. Mazu Kaliba Areto Kaziba Andi. Zebrokoto Kabantali. Reto Kashike Lebu Olota Kabayata. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We enter by the blood. We begin by the blood. We begin by the blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of us. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys. And our technician, Pascal. Yes. We give glory to God. The devil is just shaking. The devil is just shaking about the topic, how we are ending the year. The devil is just shaking. Beloved, we have 12 days. We have 13 days more. The number 13 means rebellion or revolt. Please, these 13 days, let us rebel and revolt against the devil and his works. Let's rebel and revoke against evil, against demonic standing orders, against the voice of the devil, against the imaginations of the devil. Please, these 13 days should be 13 days of revoke and rebellion, revolt and rebellion. We should rebel against the works of the devil. The smallest doubt, the smallest unbelief, the smallest worry, the smallest anxiety, whichever way that it produces itself, we should never allow them to remain. We should never allow them to remain. I am saying this again. Today is Monday 18th, 18th of December 2023. We are left with 13 days more to enter 2023. The number 13 means rebellion or revolt. Not revoke. Rebellion or revolt. Beloved, these 13 days, we should revolt or rebel against the smallest thing that the devil will bring. Evil thoughts, negative thoughts, doubtful thoughts, worries, anxiety. We should rebel against the works of the devil. We should rebel against the imaginations, the pictures that the devil will be bringing. We should rebel against the devil reminding us of our yesterday and our past. Because of the message that God has given to us to end, the year. I am telling you, what you are going to hear will change your life forever. Amen. You haven't heard it before. I just got this message around 4 a.m. Direct. I have never heard it before. Oh my God, I give you glory. Oh God, Holy Ghost Academy, Rhema Faculty, we give you the glory. I owe you an offering, a special offering. Yes. Yesterday I gave a special offering as my offering for the Hoga, for the Revelation and others. Beloved, look, you are ending this year triumphantly.
Amen.
And entering 2023
Amen.
Gloriously.
Amen.
No wonder the laptop decided to freeze. Because the enemy is just angry at what you are going to hear. So, beloved, these 13 days that are left, please, they are days of personal revolt. Set your life, set your heart, and revolt against the smallest worry, the smallest anxiety, the smallest negative thought that will come into your mind. The negative dreams, revolt against them. So once again, I welcome each and every one of you online. This morning, our prayer, both podcast and then 11th hour this week, is God's integrity is my standing order for my triumphant exit and glorious entry. You can just say, God's integrity, my standing order. That's all. God's integrity, my standing order. God's integrity, my standing order. Or you can make it full. God's integrity, my standing order for my triumphant exit and glorious entry. Hey. You are going to hear something. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God's integrity. What is integrity? Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. That is the online definition of integrity. The quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. So the synonyms of the word integrity is honesty, uprightness, probity. Another definition online of integrity is the state of being whole and undivided. The state of being whole and undivided. Beloved, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, verse 11, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Some version says, let there be light, and there it was. What did I say? Isn't that Genesis 1, 3? Yes, Genesis 1, 3 and 11. That is it. Genesis 1, 3. And everything that God said in Genesis 1, he created the world with the word. That the word is his integrity. What he said came to pass. In the original version, in the original, Hebrew, it didn't say, let there be. It is the translators that put, let there be. Let there be. Because of English structure. But what God really said was, light be. He called the thing, light be. So, so and so, be. Sun, be. Moon, be. That is God. That is God. Be. And the Holy Spirit made it to be. He said in verse 11, earth produce vegetation. Anytime you are driving out of the city and you see forest, nobody planted the forest. The word of God planted that forest that you are seeing. The word of God planted the forest, the vegetation. That alone should tell you something. In Isaiah 14, in Isaiah 14, 24. Isaiah 14, 24. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely, as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so it will stand. This one alone, we can just hold the rest here. I want to read it again. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely, as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so it will stand. My God, Isaiah 55, 11. So is my word that proceeds out of my mouth. It shall never return to me void until it has accomplished the purpose of which it has been sent. The word will never return void. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah said, I saw an almond tree, this and this and that. Then God said, I am watching over my word to perform it. Amos 3:7. God does not do anything without revealing it to what his prophet. Let me explain that. Anything God has said or revealed, the moment God says it and reveals it, it means that that word is now authentic and open and must be engaged to produce a testimony. Any word God has spoken still exists. And looking for opportunity in someone or a situation to show up or manifest. Get that? Somebody should write that. According to Amos 3:7 and Isaiah 55:11 and Isaiah 14:24, according to these scriptures, even Genesis 1:3, what these scriptures are telling us is that, and that Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven, thy word is eternal. What these scriptures mean is that any word God has spoken still exists. He never expires. And looking for opportunity in someone or a situation to show up or manifest. God's word is looking for an opportunity. God's word is looking for a problem. God is looking for a challenge. God's word is looking for a difficult situation to manifest itself. Are you getting that? God's word is looking for a problem to solve. Hey! Somebody will say, and I've been going through this problem for many, many, many years. You haven't found the right word yet. No, you have not found the right word. You have not found the right word to engage. Get this. I am recording myself. And somebody should write it. God's word is looking for an opportunity, a problem, a challenge, a difficulty to manifest itself. Yes. God's word is looking for somebody. It's looking for a problem. You see, we are talking about God's integrity is my standing order. The few days that are left to end 2023 should be days of focus on God's integrity. God's integrity simply means God's faithfulness. God's unchanging loyalty to his word. God's unchanging nature. God's integrity is what is holding the entire creation in place. The entire creation in Genesis chapter 1, from verse 3 to the end. Everything God created there, what is holding the sun by day, the moon and the stars by night, the earth, what is holding creation in place is God's integrity. God's integrity. God's integrity. Look, God will never compromise his integrity. He never loses out his integrity. He never. Let me ask you, look, do you know the reason why God will come through for you, even in your mistake, even in your sin, even in your disobedience? The moment you come back into yourself, you are connected. That's how God is. Look at the message we heard yesterday. God has a master plan. It was just a simple testimony, but I tell you that it moved the atmosphere. Yes, it brought a lot of things. And look at Jeremiah 29 that the man of God read. The people were living in sin, and he sent them into captivity. But even in captivity there, his eyes were upon them. My God. His eyes. Do you know why? Because of the Abrahamic covenant. God's integrity. Somebody should write it. God's integrity is based on his covenant. God's integrity towards us is based on his covenant with Abraham. Abraham and his descendants. Abraham and his seeds. That was why even in captivity, he never cast them out. Beloved, I don't know your situation. You might have realized that you have made a big mistake. You might have realized that you have sinned. You might have realized that I don't know how to describe your situation, but like we heard yesterday, God's eyes are still on us. God's eyes are still on you and I. God's eyes are still on us. God's integrity is still relevant towards us. All that God wants from you is that become aware of yourself and turn back to him. Become aware of yourself and turn back to him. Do you know what really happened in Genesis 3? When the serpent attacked Eve. Do you know what the serpent, Satan, was actually attacking? Satan was really attacking in Eve, God's integrity. Satan attacked God's integrity in Eve, or God's integrity towards Eve. God's integrity. Somebody should write. Satan or the serpent attacked God's integrity towards Eve in Genesis 3. When you read Genesis 3, 1, I just read it right now and I was thinking, did God really say, hear that, did God really say, I just read that and I was just thinking. Genesis 3. Did God really see, now the serpent was no more scepter. Okay. And then, let me see. The field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, another verse says, why had God said, you must not eat? Another version says, is it true that God has said, is it true that God has said, Mopha said, and so God has said that you are not to eat from fruit from any tree in the park. In the park, another verse says, what is this command? Another verse says, can it really be? Another verse, did God really say? Taylor translation says, really? He asked, none of the fruit in the garden, God says, you mustn't eat any of it. Really? Satan, the serpent, was attacking the integrity of God's word. Look, Satan is always attacking the integrity of God towards us. Are you sure, God? Are you sure this thing will happen? I know somebody who says, yes, I know, but how long? I know, but how long? I know, but how long? You have failed. You have failed. Because that attitude, I know, but how long and when? You are already a victim. Just say, I know. Forget about how long or when. How long or when is not your issue. The devil can use your how long or when to defeat you. On this note, let me tell you, there are two most powerful and potent tools and weapons to changing your destiny. You haven't heard it before. You are hearing it from God's servant, Delali Boja. There are two most powerful and potent weapons and tools of changing destiny. Two most powerful and potent weapons and tools of changing your destiny as a child of God. This program is for children of God. Number one, from today, if you set your mind on this, you will see. Number one, what God has said. What God has said, or what he says. What God has said. That was what Satan or the serpent attacked in Eve. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Did God really say, so really God said, that is it. Because the serpent knew that as long as Eve continued to hold on to what God has said, he is finished. He is finished, oh. So the first most powerful and potent weapon and tool of changing your destiny is what God has said. What God has said. Look, whatever God has said, God's word is waiting for somebody. God's word is eagerly looking for a problem to solve, looking for an opportunity, looking for something. I know somebody will be surprised. Somebody will be surprised at this. Say, but I'm holding on to God's word. When we finish, listen to it and check yourself whether you are really holding on to God's word. Whether you are not holding on to tradition of men. Whether your environment is not influencing you. Whether some of the things that you have suffered in the past are still not affecting you? Did God really say? What has God said in His word? What has God said directly to you? As I'm speaking right now, what is God saying to you? Everything I'm saying is universal for everybody. But there is a particular way that is yours. Those days when I used to mention names and then a star, a light will flash, a word will just come crack. Then I mentioned this. Now I don't do that again. You see? But still, there is a word for you. Has God, what has God said? Which word of God are you holding? You have heard so many things. Look, there are two weapons the devil is using against the postmodern believer. I'll get there. Too many things. What are you holding on to? So number one, what God has said or what He's saying. We have seen that. We have seen that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, the whole of Genesis 1 from 3 going, Isaiah 14:24, Isaiah 55:11, Jeremiah 1:11-12, Amos 3:7, Psalm 119 verse 89, Habakkuk 2:3, see, the revelation awaits for what? An appointed time. Even though it tarries, wait for it. It shall surely, even though it tarries, wait for it. It shall surely. How? Abraham waited for 25 years. Somebody will say, we are no longer in the days of Abraham. But remember, we still have the God of Abraham. Somebody will say, oh, we are no longer in the days of Abraham. We are still in the days of Abraham. As long as we are still connected to the God of Abraham, we are still in the days of Abraham. What He did for Abraham, He wants to repeat it in somebody's life. Even what He has never done before, He is looking for somebody so that that person becomes a reference point. Beloved, God's integrity is His word. And God's word is looking for a problem to solve. What problem have you, what is the problem? What is it? God's word is there for that problem. Number two, weapon. Potent weapon and two is what you say. What you also say. Because now you are a new creation. John chapter 10 verse 34. You are also a God now. Psalm 82 verse 6. Know ye not that ye are gods? Psalm 82 verse 6. Know ye not that ye are gods? John chapter 10 verse 34. The same. Ye are God. Why? Because you are carrying the image of God. You are carrying the identity of God. So you are a God here on earth. You are the God over all creation. Among all the creation, you are the only one God gave His image. Look, God didn't give His image to a monkey. God didn't give His image to gorilla. God didn't give His image to chimpanzee. This animal, they look like human beings. God didn't give His image to them. But He gave His image to you, human being. So you are God here on earth. Look, in that company, as a believer, you are the God of the company. You are the God of that department. I'm telling you, you are the God there. If you are conscious of this, your words will create the company. Your words will rule. Look, you can control the boss. You can control everybody in that from your room. From your bedside. You can declare what should happen in that environment. Look, God knows why He has made me to go around certain places in Accra. I've stayed in about four or five places. any place I have stayed, including where I am staying right now, I have brought a change. I have brought a change. I studied the territory. I studied the spiritual atmosphere by watching the lives of the people around. Then I command the spirit. I bind the spirit. I cast the spirit out of the place. Before you realize, people start changing. The area will start changing. I've gone to places where there were no tar roads. But by the time I left that place, there was a tar road. Oh my God, the Lord has used us. That is you who you are. It's not just that you must be a pastor. No. Do you know that everybody is a priest now, according to Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and 10? You are a priest. You are a ruler. You are a ruler now. So what do you say? Numbers 14:28. Tell the Israelites, as surely as I live, as long as what I hear them say, that I will do. What I hear them say, that I will do. Mark chapter 11 verse 23. Mark 11, 23. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain and you don't doubt. In Mark 5, 28, Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood, called Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says she kept on saying to herself. She kept on saying. Some verses said she thought. So what she thought, she said. What she thought, she said. And she acted. And what happened? When you finish, go to the Bible and see all the places that Jesus said, your faith, your faith, your faith. It wasn't Jesus who healed her. It is her faith in Jesus. It is her faith. As we end the year, watch out for this. Hold on to God's integrity. And then what you are saying to end the year. Very, very important. Look, understand that your situation qualifies God's integrity to intervene. As we pray, let me tell you this. There are two distracting weapons the devil is using against the end time believer. Two distractive weapons. Two distractive weapons. That is distraction. Taking your mind off, not destroying. Taking your mind off the target. When your mind is distracted. Number one, unstable minds. Unstable minds, I'm telling you. Unstable or distracting minds. Number two, haste. 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 In fact, these two things God has given to me that 2024, we should use it to pray for the modern day youth. This is what the devil is using to destroy them. Unstable mind, distracting minds, and haste. It will surprise you that after this podcast, people's minds are going to be occupied with many, many, many other things. That's the battle Satan has won. Yes. Or is winning. We are all vulnerable. Me, myself too, I am vulnerable. Watch out what takes your mind as we are ending the year. Watch out what thoughts, what pictures, what imaginations takes your mind. Watch out what comes out of your mouth. Let's end this year on God's integrity. Hold on to the integrity of God's word. Hold on. You have heard so many things. Which one are you holding on? You know, sometimes, it is not good to go. Look, when I'm praying long hours, when I'm praying 4 hours, 5 hours, that is when To keep my prayer going, then sometimes I go Facebook, I go online to listen to things to make me to keep me praying. That's why I go. Otherwise, limit yourself. Open up to the Holy Spirit. Look, there is so much outside there. The media is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. The prince of the power of the air, that is Satan. He is in charge of the media. You open up, you can't sleep. But do you know, out there are few things that are actually meant for you. Even the Bible. Whilst the Bible addresses every issue, the Bible is for everybody. The Bible is universal. Even when you go to shrines, you see a Bible there. When you go to occultic meetings, you see the Bible there. The Bible is universal. Anybody can use it. I'm telling you. Anybody can use the Bible. Look, when it comes to entering heaven, it's only Jesus. That's why Jesus matter. Only heaven. Jesus matter. But the Bible, this word you are seeing, people are using, look, Illuminati, Freemasons, they are using the principles of the Bible. Secretly. They are using the Bible. Secretly, I'm telling you, they are using the Bible secretly. Principles that they have obtained in a certain way. And it is working. The Bible is there to be used. Oh, the word. Anybody who uses it, universal, it works. It works. Oh, it works. Because it is a word. And it must work. It must be used. So as we end the year, let's end the year on God's integrity. Integrity. Don't give up. What are you saying to yourself? I will tell you the reason why Isaiah 14:13. Do you know why Satan was cast down? Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 15. When you go read what Satan was saying to himself. I. This was what Satan was desiring and also saying, I will be like God. I will be this. Do you know that was what he started saying in heaven? God realized that if he continues to desire that and say that, if God doesn't take care, he will take over. That was why he was cast out. So what do you say? What do you desire? 13 days that are left, they are days of revolt. They are days of rebellion. Look, your delay is no longer delay. I say your delay is no longer delay. Your situation is no longer what it is. There is a change. There is a turn around. Seek for a word. Maybe you haven't gotten the right word for your situation. Or do you know, maybe you have gotten the right word long time, but the enemy has succeeded in occupying your mind with another thing. These days, we have preachers with sweet mouth. Sweet mouth. Who will give you direction? Who will give you, tell you this? If you don't, look, even in the church, you need to be careful. Media. Everybody is preaching. Good. Listen to inspire yourself. But please, be limited. Open up to the Holy Spirit. Yesterday, there was a revelation. A revelation came. Early at dawn, I was called. When somebody was praying and got a revelation, Papa, God said you shouldn't drive your car to church. Your children also shouldn't drive. You should take Uber or get somebody to come and pick you with his or her car. Don't park your car at where you have been parking because they have set a trap there. So I told Gladys, so we were thinking, so who at all are we going to call now? People have made up their plans. Who are we going to call to come and pick us? Because I just wanted to obey that word. Then the Lord said, so you are just obeying. So you don't know what to do? Have you forgotten many years ago when you were traveling for a funeral in the Western region with your car, and then you have asked a late pastor to come and drive you, and when you slept, you had a dream that you were involved in an accident and everybody in the car died, and you got up and started making declarations. You started canceling the accident. You started reversing by the law, by the e-laws, by the law of exemption, by the law of escape, by the law of the... Have you forgotten? So you are just going to obey? Don't you know that when you obey, that spirit has conquered you? So we started declaring. And you know, those years, Western region, I drove myself. I think, is it the town called Discover? Discover. I drove myself to the place. There is another name. We've been to Discover before. They are all funerals. And then another name, another town, a different town. I drove there hours. I drove there and back. Nothing happened. After we slept and I had a dream, I just woke up. Gory dream. Gory accident. We were all dead. Blood all over. People scattered. Saw bodies around. I told Gladys, look at what has just happened. Come on. We revolted. Started declaring, come on. Devil, you are a liar. This can... Bah, 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 bah. Then I stopped the pastor from driving. I said, you know, I am going to drive. I drove to the place and back. So yesterday, after this revelation, the Lord just reminded me, come on, we declare. We went to church and came back. We all went to church and came back. Beloved, the devil is a liar. Amen. And please, those of you with prophetic gift, don't be too distant as to what you see. Then you prescribe solution. I saw this, so don't drive. I saw this, so don't eat this. Just say what you saw. Tell the person, please, I saw this, and pray. Pray against it. I mean, ask God what you should do. Don't prescribe anything. Tell the person, please, pray and ask God what I should do. Prophets and prophetess, don't prescribe things. Just say what you saw and tell the people, I saw this, I saw this. Please pray and ask God what you should do. I beg you, pray and ask God what you should do. Today, God just wants to give us a message. We have 10 minutes. We are just going to pray for 10 minutes. Say, Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
We are ending 2023.
Ending 2023
on God's integrity.
On God's integrity
as our standing order.
As our standing order.
God's integrity is our standing order.
Our standing order.
Go back to last week. You understand God's standing order. A standing order is a banking term where a check has been given. Checks have been given every month on a particular day. They pay in that check. Either you use it to pay a loan or you use it to pay a bill or whatever. We call it standing order. In the same way, we have spiritual demonic standing orders. Yes, these standing orders are empowered by altars, covenants, and then foundations. generational, ancestral, parental, family, and all that, so that every year will end the same. Every month, something will happen. Or every year, something on the particular day, something happens. There is a repetition, there is a pattern, there is a cycle. That is demonic standing order. But in the same way, we have eternal standing order, divine standing order. That's the blood of Jesus that speaks a better word. So God's word is a standing order that is there for automatic payment. So God's integrity is my standing order. Declare right now, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
I declare
to the rest of the days.
To the rest of the days.
The 13 days that are left.
13 days that are left.
To end 2023.
To end 2023.
God's integrity.
God's integrity
is my standing order.
My standing order.
God's integrity is my standing order.
God's
integrity
is my standing
order. God's integrity is my standing order. I declare to you, devil and your agents, God's integrity is my standing order. 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 What God has said is what I am holding on to.
I am holding
what God has said.
What God has said
is what I am saying.
What I am saying.
God has said.
What God has said
is what I am saying.
What I am
what God has said.
What God has said
is what I am saying.
What I am
what God has said.
What God has said
is what I am saying.
What I am
what God has said.
What God has said
is what I believe.
What I believe.
What God has said
is what
I am holding on to. What God has said
is what I am holding on to. What I am holding
on to. God's word.
God's word
is his integrity.
Is his integrity.
Is his integrity.
Is his integrity.
Never fails.
It never fails.
It never fails. It never fails.
It never fails.
It never fails.
It never
fails. It never fails. It never fails. I declare God's word.
I declare God's word
into my situation.
My situation.
Into 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 my situation.
Rapakata kabayakata kabayakata. Ile papa rakata kaba itale bekete bara. Ile papa rakata kaba itala bakara. Ibra kata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ibala kara basa kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ila papa rakata kaba ya. Ila papa rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba ya kata. Ile papa rokoto kaba ata kaba ya. Ile papa rakata kaba itala basa. Ila papa takabaya ala bakara basa takabaya ibala katakaba itala basa katakabaya ila baba itala bakara basa takabaya ala baba itakabaya katakabaya. I believe nothing
but the word of God.
But the word of God.
But the word of God.
I declare.
I declare
every situation in my life.
Every situation in my life.
Face the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Face the word of God.
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 Face
this situation.
This situation
in my life.
In my life.
You qualify.
You qualify
for God's standing order.
For God's standing order.
You qualify.
You qualify
for God's integrity.
For God's integrity
of His word.
His way.
This situation.
This situation.
This mistake.
This mistake.
This sin.
This sin.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That is happening
that
to me.
That is happening to me.
You qualify.
You qualify.
You qualify.
You qualify.
This attack.
This attack.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
You qualify.
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 For God's integrity.
For God's integrity.
Of His word.
Of His word.
For God's standing order.
Standing order.
Of His word.
Of His word.
There is a word for you.
word for you.
There is a word for you.
There is a word for you.
This situation.
This situation.
There is a word for you.
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 There is a standing order.
There is a standing
order.
This attack.
This attack.
This attack.
This challenge.
This challenge.
This suffering.
This suffering.
This delay.
This delay.
There is a word for you.
There is a word for you.
There is a standing order.
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 There is God's.
There is a standing order.
Yes, Lord.
There is God's standing order.
Against you. There is God standing order against you. There is God standing order against you. This situation. Against you, this challenge. Against you, this problem. God standing order is against you. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. The God standing order is against you. Yes, the word of God is against you. Yes, the declaration.
In Jesus' mighty name. I see Pastor Jackie from Indonesia.
Yeah.
Pastor Jackie from Indonesia.
Yeah.
God richly bless you for joining. Yes, God richly bless you from joining. Yes, I've just mentioned St. Leo from Czech Republic, Natalie from UK. Yes, we have a lot of them all over the place. Yes, my own Yaya Queen. I don't know whether you are still in the Middle East.
Yaya Queen.
Yes. Yes, you are most welcome. Yes, our generals online. Everyone, God bless you. Let's continue to pray. We have 4 minutes more. I will take just 10 minutes of your time. We have 4 minutes more. Go and listen to the message and meditate as we end the year. Look, change your mind. That problem, there is a word for it. That situation, there is a word for it. It qualifies. Say, Lord.
Lord,
my situation
qualifies
for your integrity.
For your integrity.
My situation
qualifies
for your standing
for your
order.
Standing order.
My situation
my suffering
my delays
this sickness
this disease
this attack
on my health
on my health
on my marriage
on my husband
on my wife
on my business
on my career
on my finances
this situation
qualifies
for your integrity
for your standing order
oh you mountain
who are you what are you
Delaliboja. Mention your name
You mention your mountain.
Name. Zechariah
yes.
chapter 4 verse 7.
Yes.
Say you mountain.
You mountain.
You this challenge.
You this problem.
What are you? Before me.
You are nothing.
You are nothing.
I align you.
To God's integrity.
I align you.
To God's word. I align you to standing order. I align you. Shakatakatakabarakatakabaya. Libabarakatakabaya.
Yes, Lord.
Libabarakata.
Say you devil. You devil.
I reject.
I resist.
I resist.
I refuse.
Your thought
of me
still not married.
Still not married.
You are telling me
I am still not married.
You devil.
You devil.
I want you to understand. My marriage has been approved. My wedding has been approved. My childbirth has been approved. My healing has been approved. Declare.
Yes, Lord.
And somebody should write it down.
Whatever the devil is telling you. My childbirth has been approved. That testimony has been approved. I want you to know. Yes, that everything I desire, everything I believe God for over the years, yes, Lord, has been approved. Everything I desire has been approved. By God, yes, has been approved by heaven. Everything has been approved. Yes, my marriage has been approved. My childbirth has been approved. Yes, my expectation has been approved. The prophetic word, that prophetic declaration has been approved by heaven. Yes, has been approved. Therefore, Satan, you have no way in it. You have no place in it. You have no place in it. I declare to you and your agents, I declare to you and your powers, I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, that whatever I desire, what God has spoken concerning me, yes, it's coming to pass, because it has been approved by heaven, my dreams have been approved, my testimony has been approved. Every delay is suspended in the name of Jesus Christ. That miracle has been approved. That expectation has been approved. It has been approved by heaven. Therefore, it is happening right now. It is happening. It is coming to pass. 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 It is happening right now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is happening. It is happening. It is coming to pass.
My childbirth has been approved.
My childbirth has been approved.
My turnaround has been approved.
My turnaround has been approved.
My new story has been approved.
My new story
has been approved. My change has been approved.
My change has been approved.
It 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 has been approved.
No power can do anything about it.
No power can do anything about it.
You devil can do anything about it.
Shakatakabaya.
Yes, Lord. It has been approved.
My desire has been approved.
My dream has been approved.
My destiny has been approved.
My destiny has been approved. It has been approved.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, we give glory to God. This is how far the Lord has brought us. Continue the prayers and expect your testimonies. You are the next to testify.
Amen.
I wish you a blessed week. Revolt. Refuse those thoughts. Refuse those images. Refuse. Rebel against them. Yes. Rebel against them. Engage God's integrity of his word. Engage God's standing order. And I tell you, for the first time, you end the year and enter the new year with a glorious testimony. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Amen.
And when the roll is called among those who have testimonies,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
Shalom, shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.